Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We're holding the final line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Haroiva VeHarnirva. So let's remember just a moment what the Mishnah spoke about and what the Gemara is going to speak about. If you go back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, we said that although there's, of course, that famous halacha of Shchutei Chutz, and Aluas Chutz, and Zurikas Chutz, however, there are, if you will, exceptions to the rule where there is no din of kares. So, the marshal, where? So we started off the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph that you have a poris chatas shesorfo or shachta chutz migita. You didn't go and do the shchita or the sreifa on the right normal place. What exactly means chutz migita? You had a machloikis yesterday, Reish Lakish and Reb Yoichanan. What it means? A mokum habodikla. What do you have to do in Mokum Badakla? The main marble never reached Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had a different interpretation, either it was B'toich HaMachan, in other words, was within the Chaymas Yerushalayim, or it was outside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, however, it was not facing the direction towards the Beis HaMikdash. Well, you all recall that from yesterday. So if a person did not go and do the Shechita and the Sreif on the normal place, Oy Shchutei Chutz, says our Mishnah, no, you're Potur. Same thing, Sir Mishtalech. Why you potter, says the Mishnah Shnem on the third line, V'al Pesach oil moyed loy heviyoy, kosh ein ro'oi lovoy al Pesach oil moyed, ein chayav an olav. The only time you're chayav on Shchutei Chutz is if it was ro'oi lovoy al Pesach oil moyed and you didn't do that. The Paraduma never gets close to the Pesach oil moyed. The Paraduma is not intended to be involved in the Beis HaMikdash. Quite to the contrary, you're supposed to do it Michutz LaMachne on the Har of Mishkan, the Har of Zesim, as we discussed yesterday. So therefore, if you do it somewhere else, there's no din of Shchutei Chutz. Okay, that's all straightforward. But right after that, the Mishnah has another list of Haroiva, V'Hanirva, V'Hamukta, V'Hanevad, V'Hamechir, V'Esnan, V'Hakilayim, V'Hatreifa, V'Yoytzi, Doifon. All of these, if you makrev them b'chutz, again, you're potter.
Laro.
Exactly. Why are you potter? Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Chol She'ein Ro'i Lovoi Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Ein Chayav and Olav. None of these are Ro'i to come Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. Why? Because they're all disqualified from being karbonis. Haroiva v'nirva, the behema engaged in bestiality, or muktzav v'neva, there was avodah zarah, and all the other things which are listed in the Mishnah. Now, l'choira, the Mishnah didn't have to come up with a new pasuk. By the way, these are not two separate psukim; they're the same pasuk. However, there are different words quoted from the same pasuk. If you look at number one on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, v'al Pesach oil moyed lehevi'oi. Lahakiv Karban Lashem. That was the drasha that we said excluded the poris chatos shesorfa. And then the pasuk continues on. Lahakiv Karban Lashem lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Oh, all of these guys, meaning these bad behemoths, the roiv, the nirv, the muktz, the rab, the ram, none of them are roi to come lifnei Mishkan Hashem. And the obvious question is, why do I have to go and pick new words with a new drasha? Was ish left with the al pesach oil moyed layevi'ai? None of these are ro'oi, lovoi, el pesach, oil moed. Any one of them, if they come to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen does a drisha v'chakira, what's the status of this animal? Well, this animal is fine. Oh, by the way, last night it had, unfortunately, a bad, unnatural marital relationship with an individual.
A one-night stand,
whatever. Oh. No, arose, get out of here, fact. Don't bring a Pesach Oil Moed. These guys are not supposed to be Pesach Oil Moed. So what do we need a new drasha from these new words? Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. That's Gemara Kasha, very straightforward. Frank Gemara, bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amit Beis, Roiva Venirva, Monami typically mi Pesach Oil Moed. Why do I have to come on Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? After all, says Rashi, they're not Roy Lovei Lazar. So now the Gemara goes each one and tries to give an answer why. Is Vishloim Ruiva Vinirva Mishkachasle the Akdashinu Meikara Bahadu Ravai? What does the Gemara mean to say? If we were talking about a situation where it was a Ruiva Vinirva initially, before he was Makdashit for Hikarbon, he either didn't know or he did know, but that's not important. The point is, if it would be a Ruiva Vinirva initially, before he was Makdashit, then Avadi can learn from El Pesach Oil Moed Lehevi'oi. these are not roi lovei el Pesach oil moed, and therefore if you shechted them pachutz on a mizbeach somewhere outside, that's fine. I mean, not that it's a mitzvah to do that, but there is no din of kareis. Why is there no din of kareis? Because it wasn't roi lovei el Pesach oil moed. So I would need this new pasuk of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. You have a question?
No.
No. Okay, because you were made with the fingers. Okay. As Mishloim Eroi V'Nir V'Mishkachas Lei, I can find a case. What's the case? The Akdashinu Me'ikara V'Hada Ravoy. First he was Makdashit. And when he was Makdashit, the animal was Kodesh V'Tohar.
Ro.
Was Ro'ui Lovei El Pesach Oyel Mait. And then V'Hada Ravoy. And then a day later, a week later, whenever this animal engaged in Revia, a Roi V'Nir, a man, a woman, whatever it was. So at this point, says the Gemara, that's what I need the new pasuk for. I cannot learn it from the pasuk of El Pesach Oyel Moed Loi Hevi'oi. Why not? Because during the interim period, between the time that he was Makdashit and between the time that the animal engaged in Revia, during that time he was able to bring it El Pesach Oyel Moed. Mister, why did you wait until this animal went off the derech, so to speak, literally, and went and lived with the Yeroi V'Nirva, with a person? You could have brought it already at that time. You could have brought it. It was Roi L'Havioi El Pesach Oyel Moed. And therefore the person L'Choyre should go and get Koreis if he shechs this Korban Bachutz. That's why you need a brand new Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, no, the person is Tohar. The person is Potter. He does not get Koreis. Why doesn't he get Koreis? Because of the fact that I have a new drasha of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. It's not Roi Lovoi El Mishkan Hashem. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. Feitim Al Muktzev Nevad. What are you going to say over there? Once again, if the psul was prior to the Hekdash, in other words, it was already Muktzev Nevad. Muktzev Nevad, as you know, means that either Nevad, it was worshipped for an Avodah Zarah, like in Mitzrayim, where all the Mitzrayim went and worshipped their behemoths. Muktzev means either that it was designated for purposes of making an Avodah Zarah. Apparently, a behemoth has to go first to a training school to be entitled to be known as a Ne'evad. So they were Muktzev. In the meantime, they were working and developing and training it to be an Avodah Zarah. Or Muktzev can also mean that they were Muktzev it to go and bring as a Takroivis for the Avodah Zarah. So instead of a Korban for Lashem, they went and dedicated this for some sort of Avodah Zarah. So let's make the same analysis again. If these behemoths were originally Muktzev and Evad, and after that somebody came and he was Makdish them, I don't need the Pasuk of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, this new Pasuk. The reason why these behemoths, if a person were to go and shech them bachutz, the reason why he doesn't get a din of kareis is because of the fact that it was never ro'i lovei el pesach oil moyed. By the time he was makdashit, it was already posel from before. Since it was posel from before, I don't need a new posik for that to go and say, lefnei mishkan Hashem. The reason why he's going to be potter is because the first posik says you're only chayiv on kareis if it was ro'i lovei el pesach oil moyed. These two, Muktzev and Evad, were never Roy, Lovio Pesach HaMoed. So therefore, I don't need a new Pasuk. So, Oy Bazoi, what would then be the scenario that I need the new Pasuk? It must be the same case like the Roy V'Nirva, that he was Makdish the animal first, and after he was Makdish it, so it was Roy, Lovio El Pesach HaMoed, he would go and get Koreis for Shkut Echut. And after that he was Makdish it, he made it Muktzev or he made it Nevad. Aha. Okay, so in such a situation, that's l'chayr where I need the new pasuk. Yes. Just like by Roy V'Nir, I said I need the new pasuk if he was Makdish first. V'hadu Ravai, here too, if he went and first was Makdishit and then was made it into Muktzev and Evad, that would be the reason I need the new pasuk. Frey Timare, yeah, but ain't Adam Oysa Dovish Ein Shaloi. You can't go and ask if something doesn't belong to you. Meaning that once you were Makdish this carbon, this behema, it doesn't belong to you anymore. Now it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shloim. If it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shloim, you can go and do as much muktzev and evad as you want to. L'chayra, nothing's going to happen to the animal because ein adam oyser dovish ein shaloi. Zokti Gemara, we're talking about bekotchim kalim, not kotchi kudishim, kotchim kalim. Still, it's not my car, it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shloim. V'alivid Rebbe Yosi Aglili, diyam kotchim kalim, mum and balim hu. Where is this Rabbi Yosef Gli that holds that Mamun Balam? Who Kachim Kalam Mamun Balam? The Sanya. Umola Mal Basham. Now, what is this pasuk referring to? This is referring to the Asham Gzelois. What's Asham Gzelois? Asham Gzelois means that a person, Reuven and Shimon, had a dispute. And Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Why do I owe you $100? For a number of reasons. Either I gave it to you as a pikadon, or because I gave it to you as a loan, or because I stole, or he owed him wages. Any one of these reasons, or it was a metzia that he took away. In other words, for any one of these reasons, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. You took a loan, you didn't pay me back. You took a pikadon, you didn't give it back. You found my aveda, you didn't give it back. You didn't pay me my wages, you stole from me. And Shimon says, Aloi mitan aleph. Aloi mitan aleph means, no, I don't owe you a penny. And he made a shvua that he doesn't owe him a penny. And then subsequently it came the Yom Neroim. He heard some fiery drushes from the Rabbanim that you better do tshuva now before it's too late. And he comes over to Reuven and he says, you know what? I moide mesvada, I owe you the $100. Here's the $100. That's very nice. That's not enough. He has to add to that a chomish, and he has to bring a korban osham. And that korban osham is called asham gizelis. Okay, very good. What happens if the thing that he stole wasn't, or the thing that he did not return, was not money, but it was kachim kalim? In other words, I gave him my animal to watch. It was already dedicated as a shlomim. Please hold on to it, because I'm going to Venezuela for a few days to see whether I can patch up things there in that country, and you'll hold on to it, Mir Hashem, for a few days. Yeah, no problem. And then when I come back a few days later, no, where's my kachim kalim? I don't know what you're talking about here, Meshiga Tzedraita. Come on, get out of here. And then again, the same scenario, that afterwards he does tshuva, and he says, yes, I owe you the kachim kalim, and he has to go and be moisten for chayim. How do you know that kachim kalim is also included in this list? Maybe it's only regular mamon balim. Says Rabbi Yosef Gli, the kachim kalim is also mamon balim. The sanya, because the pasuk begins, nefesh ki sechta umola ma'al b'Hashem. I'm looking at number one of the Torah, Or HaShalem. He did a me'il against Hashem. V'chichesh ba'misoy. And he denied against his friend, a pikadoin. Oy b'sum mesyod. That means a loan. Oy b'gozel. A gezel. He stole. Osha kesemisoy. He didn't go and pay the wages. The next pasuk says, "Imotza aveda v'chichesh ba al kol asher yachish ba," etc. And v'nish ba al shaker, he has to go and bring his korban asham gzeilus. Now the question is, why does the pasuk say umol amal b'ashem? L'chayr, it's only me'ila against his chaver that he's denying that I owe him the money. So you're going to go and say, any time that you deny something like that, it's me'ila b'ashem for sure. Every mitzvah bein odom l'chaveri also has in it a portion of bein odom l'mokayim. If you steal from somebody, it's not only stealing from him. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't steal. If Chas V'Shalom one killed somebody, it's not only bein odom l'chaveri killed Nebuch. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, lo yitzirtzach. So every avera in the Torah involves a degree of mi'il b'Hashem. So why did the pasuk add that over here? Nefesh kisech tasech to mol mal b'Hashem. Oh, to go and tell you, the rabbi's kachim kalim, says the Gemara, the Sanya, umol abam Hashem, rabbi's kachim kalim, shehein mamoinoi divir Rabbi Yosi ha-Galili. Ah, so according to Rabbi Yosi ha-Galili, if a person owns hegdish, meaning that he was makdish, an animal for kachim kalim, like a shlomim l'moshel, and then after that, he or somebody else went and used it as an avodah zarah, muktzav v'nevad, what's the din? Says our Gemara, Ela muktzav nevad. Until now we said ein odom oisa davish ein shaloi. Says you, no. When could asa davish ein shaloi by a muktzav nevad situation? See, he was makdishit initially, and then after that he was makdishit for avodah zarah, or in fact it was a shtick avodah zarah. So then a person could in fact be oisa davish ein shaloi after all.
Wait, oh. How could you do that again?
How can you do it again? Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that an animal that you dedicated for kachim kalim, like a korban shlomim, belongs partially to that individual. Of course, part of it belongs to the Baruch Shalom. It was makdishit for a korban. But since it's not kachi kudishim, it's only kachim kalim, it has a din, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, of mamain balim, so it's his. If it's his, he could go and change the character of this animal by going and doing Avodah Zarah in front of that animal. In other words, bowing down to the animal. Even though normally would say, Ein Adam Oysa Dabba Shein Ishaloi, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Kochim Kalim Ishaloi. It belongs to him. It's Mamoinoi. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili, right? Sani Molabah Shav, Rabbi Kochim, Shehein Mamoinoi. It's his moment. Rabbi Yosef Lili. Since it's his moment, he has the power to go and aser it by going and bowing down to it. Ah, so therefore, that's now the pshat. Why can't I go and learn from the first pasuk? I can't learn from the first pasuk because we're talking about if it were, remember, what was the first pasuk? El Pesach Oil Moed Lehevir. If it would have been initially something which is aser for Avodah Zarah, then I don't need the new pasuk. The reason why he's potter from Shchut Echut is because you're only chayv in Shchut Echut when you should have brought it into the Azara, it's Roy Lavoi, and you didn't, and you brought it Bachut. Here it's not Roy Lavoi if he made it into Avoid Azara initially. So you're not going to go and say, hey, why didn't you go and bring it out Pesach Oil Moed? It's not Roy Lavoi or Pesach Oil Moed. Ah, so what do I need the new Pasuk for in the Mishnah about Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? Oh, it's to Gemara. It must be talking about a situation where it was at one time Ra'oi. If it was at one time Ra'oi, that means that he was Makdashit initially. If it was Makdashit initially, from that point on, every minute we say to him, Mister, bring it to Pesach Chol Moed. It's Roy Lavi Pesach Chol Moed. Why did he eventually do a Shchut Echut subsequently? So you're going to go and tell me that, like in the first case, it was Roy Vavinirva subsequently. That's why I need the Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. I cannot learn it from the original Pasuk of El Pesach Oil Moed to Pater. Because since he was Makdashit, he should have brought it El Pesach Oil Moed right after he was Makdashit. You know, what are you dilly-dallying? What are you waiting for? So even afterwards, when he made it into Roiva Venirva, it was originally Roi Lahavioi El Pesach Oil Moed. Therefore, he would be Chayiv and Shchut Echut. To give him Ptur of Shchut Echut, we have to have that second Pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. So what's the story by Muktzah V'Nevad? So we thought originally, Muktzah V'Nevad, if you were talking about that it was Muktzah V'Nevad initially, in other words, he originally made into Avodah Zarah, and then after that he was Makdashit, says, you know, once again, I don't need the new Pasuk. I can go and learn the Ptur from Pasuk number one of El Pesach Oil Moed Lehevioi. It wasn't Roy Lavi El Pesach Oil Moed. It was Muktzah V'Nevad from the outset before he was even Makdashit. So as soon as he was Makdashit, it was ready. Foy. You can't go and bring this to Pesach Oil Moed. It's Muktzah V'Nevad. So I already have the first Pasuk for a Ptur. Why do I have to have a new Pasuk for the Ptur? It says Yimara. It's talking about that initially he was Makdashit. And only subsequently did he go and worship it. Ah, since initially he was Makdashit, so then there was a Hecha Timtza, there was a period of time that he should have brought it on Pesach Al Moed, and therefore he should be Chayiv on Shchut Echut, he should be Chayiv a Karbin, not Karbin, he should be Chayiv Kareis, instead of Beshogi, he'd be Chayiv a Karbin Chatos. Ah, Zukti Mora, but now, so let's talk about the other way around. First he was Makdashit, since he was Makdashit, I no longer have the Ptur of El Pesach Oil Moed Lehavioi, because I should have brought El Pesach Oil Moed. So what would be the Betur? Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Yeah, but my friends, once he was Makdashit, how could he go and use it now for Avodah Zarah? Ain't no other way to do it. Says he must go to contribute to Glili that says that it is Mamam Balam, and therefore you could answer it even post having made it into Hegdish of Kochim Kal. So therefore, says Yimara, Hilkach, Roy V'Nirva Dvar Erva. The reason why the Roy V'Nirva is Chal on the preceding Hegdish, the Hegdish that was there earlier, because it's a Dvar Erva. And the Mephoshim explained, it's not so much the Erva aspect, but more the aspect of that it was a Maisa. Maisa means that, when do I say that I cannot go and change the character of something which is Kadosh, if it's only B'machshava? But if you're doing a Maisa, like a Roi V'Nirva, that answers it. Just to give you a very simple example. The Gemara said, Ein Udam Oyser Dovash Ein Ishalai. True. What happens if you have a chulent which is cooking on top of the blech, or during the week, or whatever, and then somebody else comes, either on purpose or absentmindedly, and he pours some milk into it? Oh, that's totally kosher, because ain't Odom Oisa Dovish ain't Shalai.
No.
Would you say that? No. Of course no. not. So what's the reason why I
ain't... It's the goof of the Ochal.
Exactly. So it's a question. It's a mas instead of just a machshava. If you do a mas, a roiv the nirva, yeah, it's kodesh and all that, but you went and violated this animal, so now this animal now is no longer roi to be brought up Pesach HaYom. So says our Gemara, the Ein Odom Oitzav Shaloi doesn't apply. By Muktzu and Evet, the fact that you bow down, you didn't do, even if you hold that Hishtachavua is a Maiser, which is not so simple, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Avoy Dezora.
Right.
But even if it's considered to be a Maiser, but you didn't do a Maiser, as you said, in the guf of the animal itself, the animal over there was sitting on the Kisa Shal Malchus and waiting for everybody to bow down, so you didn't do any Maiser to the animal itself. So therefore, Ein Odom Oitzav Davish Ein Shaloi, unless you hold like the Reisi Aglili, really, it is Sholeit because he owns it. Because more the Malbashim. Good. So that's no even near the Devarer. Muktzav Nevat avoids the Chovim and it's only Kochim Kalim, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, like we said a moment ago. Now let's continue on. Vaita in the list of the Mishnah. Esnan Umachir Kilayim Yoytze Doifin. All of these. How did they? Why do I need a new pasuk? Why can't I exclude them from the pasuk of Pesach El Pesach Oil Moed Lehevioi? Because none of them are Roi Lehavi El Pesach Oil Moed. You can't bring an Esnan, you can't bring a Mechir Kelev, you can't bring Kelayim, Yoytze Doifin. So what do I need a new pasuk for? Everything more Bavlod is Kachin. Aha. So now, let's analyze this just for a short moment. How would I normally say that we're going to come on to a second pasuk and not learn from that original pasuk El Pesach? So the Gemara gave us a Pesach of why I need a new pasuk. And the Gemara said on the second line, Dakdishinu Meikara, first he was Makdishit. Ah, so then it had a period of time that it was Royal Havioi El Pesach Oil Moyed. So therefore that would not be a Ptur. He would be Chayiv Kores for doing Shchutei Chutz. And therefore I need a new pasuk. So it was Rijak Akdashinu Meikara, V'hadar Ravai. Or in our case, we'd say Akdashinu Meikara, V'hadar, and after that, he engaged in Znos, and he made this animal into an Esnan. Or he made this in Mechir Kelev, he didn't exchange for a Kelev. Ah, so now, why in such a case do I need a new Pasik? Or, since the Gemara said, if you Makdash Meikara, V'hadar Ravai, no, that's not the question. The Gemara is asking now, how am I going to find a case where I need the second pasuk and I cannot rely on the first pasuk? If the Esen HaMechir was originally Esen HaMechir, in other words, before the person was Maktish, this animal for a carton, it already had the bad designation of being an Esnan Zoyna or Mechir Kelev, and now I am Maktish it. I don't need the pasuk of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, I can learn from El Pesach Oil Moed. It was never Royal Havi El Pesach Oil Moed from the first moment that I was Makdashit, because it was already an Esen HaMechir Kelev from before. And the Torah said, Vaisavi Esen Zayin Mechir Kelev Eis Hashem Lekechel Chal Neidik, Kitiav Eis Hashem, Satayeva. Ah, so that being the case, it wasn't Royal Havi El Pesach Oil Moed, and that's why I'm Potter on Shchut Teichut. Why do I need a new Pasuk for? The Chayim must be like on the second line. Actually, Shinam Yekar, he first was Makdashit. And then after that, he transformed it into an Esnan or Mechir by doing what he did. So now the question is, why don't we ask the same question as before? Ein Odom Oisa Dova She'ein Oish Shaloi B'Kodshim. And the Gemara answered, B'Kodshim Kama Lidr B'Yosei Aglili. So the Gemara said, why can't I come up with that teretz as well? In other words, why is the Gemara going to come on to a teretz with Vlodis Kodshim? We'll see what that means shortly. Chayim, I could have given the same teretz as before. Rashi says that the reason why Esnan and Mechir, for the same reason, because Ein Esnan and Mechir Chal Al HaMekdoshin Lefish Ein Shaloi. It's not his, because I was already Makdashit. Esnan and Mechir cannot be Chal. Oh, since it can't be Chal, that's why I'm going to need a new limit, a new pasuk from Vlodis Kodshim. Why can't you give the same teretz as before? It's talking about Kodshim Kali Rishi Aglili, and therefore you can aser it with Esnan Zoyne Mechir Kelev. So it's not my kasha, it's a top kasha, top choices at the top. Esen HaMechir loy mitoikim bekodshim kalim. Afil Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Why the af, al gav de mamoyne have, even though it's his mom, the kunt Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Ein oi chal olav. Mechir, kelef, or esen and zoyne are not going to be chal on this animal after I was makdashit. Kedrashin v'perikol asurin. L'chol neider pra l'nodur. What does he want to mean? Says in the pasuk, "Loisavi esnan zoyna mechir kelev beis hashem lekecha lechol neider." I want to make a neder from it. I'd like to go and now give it as a neder, as an oiler, as a shlomim. No, can't do that. That's the chol neder that's talking about for the future. Prat neder, however, if it was already neder from before, then this din of esnan zoinim chikelev doesn't apply. It can't even be chal on this animal because it was already a neder. So if it can't be chal on this animal, what do I need a second pasuk for from lifnei mishkan Hashem? I should be able to go and disqualify it from the first pasuk of el pesach ol moed lehevi'oy, and that's why he's pater on shchutei chutz. That's why we're talking about that it's vlodis kodeshim. What means vlodis kodeshim? Vlodis kodeshim means that its mami was kodeshim, and then after that, they went and gave the mami or the uber to someone, to a person that was for the zoyna, for esnan zoyna, or for mechir kelev. Now you're going to go and say that esnan zoyna mechir kelev is not chal on something which is kodesh. Says Yimara Kasav Vladi Kodshim, Bavyasan Hen Kidoshim. You know when a Vlad Kodshim becomes holy at the moment of birth, not at the moment of inception in utero, but only after it's born. Okay, so what's the story over here? What's going on? Why do I need this new Pasik Vestanam Khir Kalif? So chapter Zazar. If we were talking about a regular animal where I dedicated it first for Esnan Zoyna or for Mechir Kelev, and then after that I want to go and be Makdish it. I don't need a Pasuk of a Mim Shman Hashem. I would say, Al Pesach Oil Moy Le'evi'oi. It was never Ro'i Lahavi Al Pesach Oil Moyit, because when I was Makdish it, it was already Foy. It was already Esnan Zoyna. I never had a Shasa Kosher. Since I never had a Shasa Kosher, so that's the reason why I'm potter from Kores on the Shchut Echut, because it was never Roy. It was never Roy Lahavi El Pesach Elmai. Elamai, let's start off the other way around, like the Gemara said in the second line. He was Makdish it first, and then after that he converted it, so to speak, into Eslan Zoyn Mechir Kelev. So therefore, it did have a Shasa Kosher. Since it had a Shasa Kosher, he would have been Chayv on Shchut Echut Kores because of the period of time when it was still Hagdish, yeah, but now it's Esen Zoyna. Esen Zoyna Mechir Kelev cannot go and be Chal on Kodshim. Why? Because Ein Odom Oysa Dovish Ein Yishaloi. No. It's talking about Kodshim Kalim. Ali Rabbi Yosei Glili. Even a Kodshim Yosei Glili here, the Esen Zoyna Mechir Kelev can't be Chal, because the Pasuk says the Chol Neder for future Nedar. Parat L'Noder, something that was Noder from before, it cannot become an Esen Zoyna Mechir Kelev. In other words, if you go and use it for a Zoyna and Mechir Kelev, this Isser doesn't attach to the pre-existing carbon because of the fact that it's already Kodesh from before. So that being the case, so where is the Mishnah talking about that I need a second Pasuk to go and exclude Shchut Echut from Kores by Esnan Umechir? It's talking about that the Mami was Kodesh. And how did the Mami come Kodesh? Because it was Makdish, a Nekeva, Lemushel, for a Shlam. And now what happened? And that animal either was or became pregnant, and now there's a Vlad Kochim inside. Uy. Now what happens? I want to go and give either the mommy animal or the baby animal as an Esnan Zoyna to a Zoyna, or to go and use it for Mechir Kelev. Would I have a problem now if I shecht it after this animal is born? If I were to go and shecht it b'shchut echut, would I be chayiv koris or not? Says our Mishnah, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because of the fact that it was Vlodis Kodshim, and therefore, since it's Kodesh, so let's go and learn it from the case of El Pesach Oil Moed Lehevi'oi. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's talking about a case where the Vlodi Kodshim Bavyosin Hen Kedoshim, when they were born, they became Kodesh. And when he wants to go and he wanted to make it an Esnan Zoyna Mechir Kelev when it was still in utero, he couldn't go and do that. Why couldn't he go and do that? Excuse me, because it already had Kedusha from the Mami. So why do I have to talk about the Vladi Kodshim of Yosin Hen Kedoshim? Why don't you say that they're already Kodesh from before? So Rashi explains the Gansa Maisim. Rashi says that since they are Miskadish B'Leidosan, as opposed to in utero, they only come Kodesh when they come out. So now the Esnan Zoyna Mechir Kelev can be Chal on them before they become Kodesh. How is it chal on them before we become Kodesh? Because, for instance, if the person decided to go and give the mami or the baby inside as the esnan zoyna, the present for the zoyna, or as the exchange for the kelev. That being the case, so which comes first? the Esnan Zoyin Mechir Kelev or the Kedusha. Since the Kedusha is only later on, so then it was Esnan Umechir from before. If it was Esnan Umechir from before, then you would go and say, since it's not Roy, I don't need a second drasha for that. Says Imar, no, I do need a second drasha. Because since the Mami was not the Esnan Umechir, it was the baby inside, and the Mami was the one that you were Maktish, so that Mami, go and bring it now for a carbon with the Esnan Zoyin Umechir Kelev inside. You told me that Esnan Mechir can't be chal on kachim. Yeah, but it's not being chal in the utero. The kachim, the noilad, this is taka, not a nodur, it's a noilad, is only going to become kodesh when it's born, and not from before. So what's the story? So bottom line is, we have over here a situation where already in utero it was Mechir Kelev, and it was an Esnan Zoyna. And now afterwards, when it's born, you want to go and be Maktish it. So you're going to go and tell me, well, since it was a pre-existing Isser, so now I can learn it from Pesach Chol Moed. What do I have to have a new Pasuk for? Says Igmar, I'll tell you why. Because if I wanted to go and bring the Mami as a Karban, and inside they have the Mechir Kelev and that Esnan Zoyna, and I go and shecht the Mami, what's going to happen then? Then I'm going to, Alz Pesach Oil Moed, I won't have a Ptur, because the Mami was Roi, the Mami was Kodesh from before. If the Mami was Kodesh from before, how can I go and make it into Mechir Kelev and into a Esnan Zayna? That Isser, or that Ptur of the Chol Neder Prat L'Noder, is talking about if I was Noider, the Uber, that baby inside. However, not in the case when I was Noider, the original Mami, because that original Mami was Noider already from before. But that doesn't apply to the Esnan Zoyin Mechir Kelev. So that's why in this case of Lodis Kodshim, since Vavyasin Hein Kedoshim, the Kedusha only is Chal later on, that's why I need the second Pasuk of Amnei Mishkan Hashem to go and tell you in this case that your potter Kares on Shchut Echut. And Rashi says the same thing applies not only to Esnan Zoyin Mechir Kelev, but also the Kelaim and the Yoytze Doifin. Kelaim, of course, means that it's a mixed breed. Yoytze Doifin means that it was not regular lay, that was a C-section, a Kaiserschnitt. So what happens now? They are also not roy to go and bring for a carbon. And when they are born, that's when the Kedusha is chalan them, the Kedusha from before, from the Mami. Oh, so I cannot go and learn from the El Pesach Oil Moyed Lehevioi. Why can't they learn it from there? Because the Kedusha already was there from before. What's Nachmul? The reason is because the Isser was there ab initio from the beginning. If it would be Yoytze Doifin, I mean, if Kelaim and Yoytze Doifin would be possible from the first moment, then I don't need this new Pasuk. I can just learn with Pasuk Chol Moed. So that's why we have to go and say that it became Vlodis Kodshim, Bavios and Hen Kedoshim when they were born. Together with the Kalayim and Yoytze Doifin, it's basically, it all happened, if you will, simultaneously. So in this type of case, it never had a moment that it was Roy Lovi Pesach Chol Moed. So from the first Pasuk, I could not go and learn it. I can only learn it from the second Pasuk, the Pasuk of the name Mishkan Hashem, that what? To go and tell you that if you were to shecht a Kalayim and Yoytze Doifin, Chutz L'Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be Potter Al Shchutei Chutz. It's a little bit of a brain teaser, but Lamaise, that's why you need the second Pasuk in this particular case.
When it's born, that's when it gets
the Psuk. Right. Exactly.
Why don't we say Uber Yerech Imo, and the Kedusha is also Chal on the Uber? Why are we saying that the Uber has a different status than the mother? The Kedusha is spread throughout the entire mother. It should also attach to the Uber.
The Uber Yerech Imoy, that's part and parcel, first of all, that's a machloikis. That's not everybody agrees with that. But number two, Uber Yerech Imoy is usually used in a case, Lamushal of Ben Pekua, that we want to go and say that you don't have to
think about that. You don't have to do the Shechita on the Vlad at all. It's a matir with the
physicality, you're right. It happens to be part and parcel of it. But in terms of the Kedusha, there's a machloikis. When the Kedusha is Chal on the Vlad. Is the Kedusha Chal on the Vlad when it's still inside, or the Kedusha will be Chal on the Vlad after the Vlad is already born? It's a machloikis, and this man the Amr holds, because Salva Vlad, the Kodshim, Yosef, Kedushim. I don't know, it could be that for physical purposes it is Yerech Imoin, that's why Ben Tekoa would be Mutter, but for purpose of Kodshim, the Kedusha only Chal when it comes out.
Isn't it that you cannot make a deal with something that doesn't come with.
Ain't other machin davar shlobolalom.
Well, that's similar to ain't other moisav davar shen shalei. So, what's your question?
So, how can you make zona?
As a zin mechikalev
before he was born.
Well, I mean, because it's another maknadav shalubalaylam, or another maknadav shalubalaylam. He could have used that together with the mami. In other words, he wants to give the mami also away as esan zayna mechir kelif to someone, and the uber is inside. But we're not focusing on the mami, because if we're focusing on the mami, then you'd have the ptur al tzel pesach al moy leavioi. It's not roy to leavioi pesach al moy. And or. See, that's why you have to talk about the Vlad now, and therefore the Vlad doesn't have a Vlad immediately in utero, but only when it comes out of Yosan Henkadosh. Then the Mishnah continued on. Okay, so now the next piece of Gemara is much, much simpler. And the Gemara in the Mishnah, if you remember, we had three Machloikas in Mititana Kama and Reb Shimon, all on the same line of reasoning. Back on Kufyat Bey Zamad Aleph, the last line, we have the Bali Mumen, Bain Bali Mumen, Kavut, Bain Bali Mumen, Oivrim, Chekrivim Bachut, you're potter, because they're not Roy, Love Yael, Pesach, and White. Shimon said, no, Bali Mumen, Kavut, you're potter. That means it never is going to be a remedy, never going to, this is an irreversible Mum, you're right. It's not Roy, but Bali Mumen, Oivrim, Chayiv. Why you Chay Beloy Sessa? Because even though it's a Mechusir Zman situation. In other words, if you're a little bit patient, a little Savlanut, in another week, in another month, it's going to have a full refuah, and it's going to be Roy. So will be Roy Lavi al Pesach Haimait. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, you're Chayiv Belois. You're not Chayiv and Loises Shiyesh Bekaris of Al Pesach Haimait, because at the moment you can't bring it Al Pesach Haimait. But because it's Roy Liachar Zman, says Reb Shimon, there's a Loises. Which is that Loises? We'll see Mitchum on the Amid Beis. We'll have a Machlokes. A Loises. But now says the Gemara, said Reb Shimon, if it's a Baal Mum Oiver, Yechai Beloy Sesem. So that was case number one. Case number two, Toidim Shlo Yigiyah Zmana Ben Yoyne Sheover Zmanan Shekrivim Bechutz Potter. Why? Because they're not Roil of the Pesach HaMoy. Reb Shimon says, Ben Yoyne Sheover Zman, I agree. But Toidim Shlo Yigiyah Zman is Taka Oser, it's Beloy Sesem. Not a Kares, but it's Oser Beloy Sesem. Why? Because it's only Mechusar Zman. Wait till the Toidim, till their plumage around their necks get all the golden hue, and then it'll be Roy. Vayit Yer Oser. Third case, Oisavias Benoi. Oisavias Benoi, the mommy and the baby animal, don't shecht them in one day. But if you shecht it tomorrow, it's a perfect carbon. Or Mechus Zman, there are two types of Mechus Zman, either the behem is not 8 days old yet, or the person is Azav, Azav, Yelet, is Metzoyra, they're not roy to go and bring Karbonis yet. So in all of these cases, Voshtei Tuchdo in the Gemara. Welcome, Shelley. What is the case of, says the Tanakama? Again, you're a potter. Why? Because Ois Venoi Mechus Zman is potter. Reb Shimon says it depends. Reb Shimon, I'm a koshu rovi roi lovi la'achas man harizeh beloi sesa v'ein baikars. So therefore, Reb Shimon is very consistent in all three cases. The case of the Baal Mum Oiver, where the doctor is going to, the veterinarian is going to heal this Baal Mum. The case of the Toirim that are not old enough yet, but they will soon graduate when they get older. And the case of the Oisvias Benoi, that will just wait until the next day and you can shecht the mother or the child. Or the other Mechus Zman of that the behem is only 7 days old, wait until day number eight. Or the Zav Zav Yoldad is Matsarita, wait until they become tar. All of these cases, says Reb Shimon, since it's only a Mechus Zman issue, there is a Chiyuv after all in Shchut Echut, not a din of Kares, but there's a Loises. So, Frank Gemara, why do I have to repeat it again and again? It's all the same svara. Alt Mechus Zman. It's more utzrichi. I'll tell you why. The Tana Bali Mumen, if I'd only say the Bali Mum case, Mishum Din Meisi. You know why the Rabbanan hold? You're a potter because they say that it's mois. What means it's mois? The fact that it's a Bali Mum, even though it's a temporary Mum. But the mice, it's a Bali Mum. And the Torah says a Bali Mum is not roi for a karm, it's mois. Avatarim Dolim Meisi, the term, the only thing is it's just too young. Wait another day, wait another week, wait another month. There's nothing wrong with this tar. It's just not old enough yet. So wait until it gets older. So Eima Midalev Reb Shimon, may the Chomud agree to Reb Shimon, Yitak Uyver Naveira, if you go and Shech to Shchutei Chutz. V'itana Toirim, Mishim Dalei Chazi, V'idchu. The Gabi Toirim, you know the reason why Reb Shimon holds that you're Chayv on that, the Chayv on a Loisessa, Dalei Chazi, it was not Ro'uy, the itchi, and it got pushed aside. Av Bali Mumen, the Echsu, the Idchu, however, when you're talking about Bali Mumin, that were Roy at one time. The Itkwa, now they're pushed away. Maybe Reb Shimon agreed to the Rabbanan. Why? Because something that was a Nira, the Nidcha, is worse than something that was never Nira. In the case of the Torah, Mishum Delei Chazi, it was never Ro'ui, the Itkwa, and therefore you're pushing it aside because it's not the age yet. Oh, so that's one case.
I think it's Lo Chazi Ve'itchi. You're not pushing it aside at all. It's just Mechazi's mind. It's not.
What does the word itchi mean?
It's push aside. It's not.
Oh, that's what I said. Push aside.
Chazi v'itchi is one phrase. It's not chazi v'itchi. That's not. I think. Isn't that how you should read it?
It was loy chazi. It was not roy until now. Why wasn't it roy until now? Because it's not of age yet. It doesn't have the plumage around the neck. The itchi, and it was pushed aside. And we said, no, you can't bring it yet. Come back in a month from now when he graduates. At the moment, still not graduated form. Oh, so in that case, Reb Shimon says, you are over an Isser. Why are you over the Isser? Because it was never Ro'oi. So what do you have tightness against this Torah? That's why you have a Loises. But a Bali Mumin, the Isser, it was Ro'oi at one time before it broke its leg, before it broke whatever. And Itcha, now we had to push it aside. It was a Nira, the Nidcha. A Moidel Reb Shimon, maybe Reb Shimon agreed to the Rabbanan. In this case, since it was Taka Nidcha, therefore we have to go and put it from a cart. It gives those two cases, Mishum de Psula de Gufay. That's a psul inherent in the guf itself. Avol Oisvi Es Benoi, or the case of the Mechusar's man, where the psula me al makosila, that's external, it's not internal, it's external. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with this animal, it's just that you shechted already the mommy, or you shechted already the child earlier that day, so you can't shech this one. But this is a perfect animal. So that's a psula me al makosila. Same thing with the Gabi Mechusar's man. This animal is a perfect animal. Only thing is, you got to wait until day number 8. Or the person was a zov, etc. Ah, since it's an external type of psul, Eimoy L'Rabban and L'Rab Shimon, they should agree to R'b Shimon that you should be chayiv on the Foshchut Echutz. That's why you have to have all three cases to say R'Rabban and hold that you're potter, and R'b Shimon says that you're chayiv.
Remind me, what was the lav? It's not Yisrael Korach, but it's just a lav.
The reason why I haven't told it to you yet, because we don't know it yet. The Gemara is asking your very question, my friend. Show you Reb Shimon Oimer, Frey tomorrow, my time with Reb Shimon. The Gemara, when it says my time, it really means with which source, which pasuk are you talking about? Ah, first time. Amri v'lo amri, shlokish yom akra, loisas in kechol ha-shenachnu, uysim poi ha-yoim, ishkala yoshar bi-einov. What does this all mean? So, says the Gemara, Amal hu moish li-Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, Ki alisu li'oretz, when you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, shortly with Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshorois ta'krivu, Choyvois loy ta'krivu. What does that mean? Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, here in the Midbar, for the last 38 years, Baruch Hashem, we've had a Mishkan, and there's been an Isser HaBomois. You could not go and bring a korban in your own private bum. However, as soon as you go into Eretz Yisrael, for the next 14 years, there's not going to be a classic Mishkan, there's going to be a Bama Gedoyla in Gilgal for those 14 years. After the 14 years are over, then there's going to be a new Mishkan in Shilai. But we're not at the point of Shilai yet. We're now entering into Eretz Yisrael. Says Moshe to Klal Yisrael. In another couple of days, you're going to be going into Eretz Yisrael together with Yeshua ben Nun. At that point, there won't be a Mishkan for the next 14 years. Kibish v'chilek. There will be a Bama Gedoyla in Gilgal. On that Bama Gedoyla in Gilgal, you'll be able to go and bring many different types of kabbanis, but on your private Bama Ketana, you will not be able to go and bring Choyvois. You'll only be able to bring Nedovois. How do I know? Because the Gemara Darshan's a pasuk. Loisas in Kechol Asher Nachno Oisim Poi Hayom. Don't do like we're doing today. When there's an Isra Bamais, then there'll be a Hetra Bamais. What will you be able to do on that Hetra Bamais? Ishkala Yashar be Einav. You'll be able to go and bring a Yashar. What means a Yashar? If you want to bring a Neder Nedava, and that's Yashar be Einav, go and bring it Gesundheit. Choyvis Lysakrit. You won't be able to go and bring a Choyv. A private Choyv, not only won't you be able to bring on your private Bama Kitana, even the Bama Sibur, you're not going to be able to go and bring a private Choyv. What would be a private Choyv? Lemushal, a Chatus, or an Asham. You cannot go and bring that either on your Bama Sibur in Gilgal, or your Bama Siachid, your private Bama, can't bring. When will you be able to bring it? when you get to Shiloh. Ah, so it means during the 14 years that you're in Gilgal, Gilgal gabi Shiloh mechusis manhu. It's too early, it's premature, it's mechusis man. V'kamalu Moshe loisasen. That is the loisasen of our Mishnah. Says Reb Shimon, anytime we temporarily, a carbon cannot be brought because it's a balmum oiver, or because of the fact that it's toidim, waiting until it grows up, or in a case of mechusis man, it's with the first 7 days, it's not the eighth day since this animal was born. Or oisev yes benoy. What's the oisev yes benoy? Wait until tomorrow, wait until the next day. You shecht one of them today, and then you can shecht the next one the next day. All of these are mechusis man. That's just like the case of Gilgal, vis-a-vis Shiloh, which is mechusis man. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, loisasin kecholet. That loisasin applies to all of these premature cases. If that's the case, milki nami lilki. Why isn't there even a din of malchus? Because after all, if he's saying loisasin, sacha alav, yoiver lav, lav shiesh by maisa, why isn't there malchus? So you're going to tell me that there is malchus. Aloma omer abzeira, hakosav nitkoi le'asei. The Torah converted it into an asei. This, by the way, this lav nitik lasei is not the traditional, normal lav nitik lasei where the Torah says that instead of malchus. Sorry?
This is
Menad Boker. But not Menad Boker, or a case of the Gabi Gzela and things of that nature. We're not talking about that lav nitik lasei where the Torah gives a solution or resolution. Instead of getting malchus, I give you an assay like by Noyser to go and burn it, like Barry just said. Very good. That's not what we mean over here. The Akos of Nikla assay means the Torah removed it from the parish of a lav and converted it into an assay. So where do you have something like that? Where do I find that the Torah converted it to an assay? So we have a posik here in Parashat Mishpatim. What does it say in Mishpatim? Chavei Yitzchav Zayin. The Isser of Mechusis Man. Where do we have the Isser of Mechusis Man? Shorei Chesav Oyeiz Ki Yevolei Voyeshiva Asiyam Mdachas Imoy Amiyem Mishmini V'Holo Yeiratz L'Karben Isha L'Hashem. But otherwise, if you do it premature, it's Lo Yeiratz. Now we have a Pasuk in Mishpatim. It says, Kein Tasa L'Shorcha L'Tzaynecha Shiva Asiyam Yeim Imoy B'Yoyim Mashmini Titnoy Li. On the eighth day, give it to me. There's no lav mentioned here in this pasuk. The pasuk only mentions a positive by Yom Hashmini Titli. So therefore, the Torah converted this iser of mechusis man from a lav to an essay. Since it's an essay, that's why there's no malchus on it.
That doesn't work because once you slaughter it prematurely and you slaughter it outside, you can't bring it inside. There's no tikkun.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's slaughtered outside. Yeah, seven day old sheep or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's, you can't. There's no remedy.
No, for sure, no remedy.
I mean, the remedy is if you don't slaughter it. Once you slaughter it, it does the mechanics of the act.
You're absolutely right.
Don't work.
Good. But now that the person has slaughtered it, what was the oiver? Was the oiver a loises or was the oiver anase? So I would have said a loises. I have a pasig loises.
Right.
Reb Zera said that the reason why the Torah gave us that pasig is to tell you that Hashem is kaviyachol pasuk chavzai. He's not treating it like a lav to mechayev a malchus. He's treating it like an essay where there is no malchus. Oh, so frek timara, why do you say that? Why, if you hold this leisasin as a lav, milka nami loki, nami lilki, halama omrav zera kosa nitkoy saying that there is no malchus. And for the Gemara, you're right. Hanimil rabbanan, Reb Zera said that according to rabbanan, Reb Shimon hachanami, according to Reb Shimon. Everywhere that we had in our Mishnah, by the Mum Oiver, and by the Toirim, and by the Muchzizman, and the Oisav Esmanai, every time when he said there's a lav, it's a lav, She'ein by Koris, but in Echlami, there isn't in a Malkis after all. I was there, Pasik, Akosin, it was, eh? Reb Zeir is talking, Aliba de Rabbanan, and not Aliba de Reb Shem. So that's Pshat number one. Another answer to your Kasha, why don't you say that it's in a Malkis? From Nachmi Yitzchak Omar, Pnim de Gilgal legabe Shiloh kechutzdami. In other words, what's the Gemara's kasha? The milki nami lilki was not only in a case of the shchutei chutz, says Rashi, but milki nami lilki even the case of bifnim. In other words, what happens if a person goes and shechs? Well, by toyrim, you're not going to do a shchita; you're going to do a malika. Fine. Or if you're going to go and take the oitz v'espanoi and you're going to go and shecht.
Both.
Either one or both of them for kabonis inside. Or if it's a mechusis man, it was the seventh day, and you shecht it inside the azar. From our Mishnah's Mashma, that according to Reb Shimon, you only get the Isser of Loisasin if it's a Shchut Echut situation. Why don't you say that even inside the Beis HaMikdash, if you go and you Shecht a Karm, which is a Mum Oiver, or any one of these illegally, you should be Oiver on the Loisasin, because the Torah says Loisasin Ken L'Shem Alekecha. And what's the reason of this Loisasin? Because of the fact that these are premature Kabbanis, and therefore they're not right to go and bring in the Beis HaMikdash, so you should be Oiver on that as well. So why does he say only Bachutz? So the Gemara gave one answer, because the Torah converted the Lav into an Aseh. But Freit the Gemara yet, not Freit the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, I have a Nupshat. The reason why you don't give a Malkus if you did it inside the Azara is because Pnim de Gilgal legabi Shiloi kechutz tami. Even though in Gilgal they had the wrappings that looked like a Pnim, in which respect? Because there too, they had a Bama Gdoila, Bama Tzibur, and they brought every single day the Oilas Tomid and all the rest. And so therefore, the Pnim, in other words, the Azora-like nature of the Gilgal, we would have thought, oh, so you should be Chayiv, even if you go and do any one of those three things of our Mishnah prematurely, Bifnim, you should be Chayiv like the Morris Kasha. She says, oh, no. Pnim the Gilgal gabishilei kechutz tami. Since it wasn't a full-fledged Mizbeach in a full-fledged Mishkan, like they had in the times of Shiloh, it's not only that it was premature, it's also that he did it b'chutz, by shechting in, if a person were to go and shecht in Gilgal, any of those things enumerated in our Mishnah, it's not like he's doing b'fnim, it's like he's doing b'chutz. So the Torah was only megala, the lois asin, in a chutz situation, not in a pnim situation. That's why he wouldn't get malchus if he did it b'fnim. Rabba Omatamid Reb Shimon, Rabba says, I disagree with this Lois Sasson. I have a new pasuk. Kidasan Reb Shimon, Oimim Menayim Lezaveach Pesach Min Bambas Yochid B'Shas Isra B'Mishahu B'Lois Sasa. If a person were today to go and be Makrev a Korm Pesach, when I say today means in this time, in other words on Erev Yomtiv after Chatzois, he would bring a Korm Pesach today on a Bambas Yochid B'Shas Isra B'Mish today, and I'll have any Bambas because it's unfortunately at this time, it's already past the Beis HaMikdash. Kibosim al-adota al-manucha vel-anachla. Anachla is over. No more heterobamis. He would also be over on a loisessa. What would the loisessa be? Tamu loimar. Loisucha lizboyach esaposach. Biachat shirach asher Hashem lekecha noisein loch. Aha. Okay, says Okti Yomar. What do I learn from that? I learn from that, if you zaveach pesach, b'mamas yochid, b'shas isra b'mais, shehu b'loisessa. Why are you oiv b'loisessa? Because of the fact that you shechted b'chutz, something which is not even roi, lovei b'fnim, but nevertheless, even though there's no din of kares, because it's not roi lovei pesach b'oil moyed, because there's no oil moyed now, but nevertheless, he's still oiv a lav of leisuch l'zboyach esaposach.
So the Gilgul by Shiloh, or Pesach b'zman hazeh, it's not a chesaron in the korban, in the animal. The chesaron is in the ol moed. Is that it? We're saying that there's no ol moed, that the Gilgal didn't have the status of the ol moed.
That was a previous status.
And here too now, there's no ol moed. There's no ol. We're talking about saying it's not ol moed. It's the flaw is in the ol moed, not in the korban.
The ol moed, that was the focus of Rav Nachman Yitzchak.
Right.
We asked, why wouldn't you go and say, give malchus, even if a person were to go and shecht, and oisiv es benoy or mechusiz man, inside the oil moed itself. Why? Because after all, isn't he being over the Isser of Mechusas Man, for which Rabbi Yossi Aglili, not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which Rabbi Shimon said, there's a din of a Loisasin came. Says he more, this Loisasin has to be identical, because since the whole basis of Loisasin, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling to them, Chevra, today, in the next 14 years, you're going to go and be in Gilgal. You're not going to be in Shiloh. And so therefore, it's Mechusas Man. It's not a Mechusas Man like a Bifnim situation, it's a Mechusas Man like a Chud situation, and that's why there would only be a case of Loisas and Mit Malkis if it's a Shchute Chutz. However, if it's a Shchute Pnim, if you're going to go and Shecht one of these guys,
illegally, but if it's a 7-day-old,
there would not be a din of Malkis. Why? Because the whole Pasuk and the whole Malkis is all based on Chutz and not Bifnim. So that was Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and that was related to Loisasin.
Right.
Rabbi says, forget about Loisasin. I have a new Makar for Reb Shimon. And the Makar is from this Pasuk of the Zaveach Pesach B'Bamis Yachid B'Shas Isra Bamis. What's the din? You're over on a Loisasin. So that Pesach on the Bamis Yachid, that is the Shchut Echutz. That is, you're doing it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, but there is no Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. Maskin. But Lamaisa, the Torah says, you're Oivra and Isser. So just like you're Oivra and Isser, Leisucha, Lesboich, Lesbosach, Biachad, Shirech, Hashem, Lekech, Anois, Lach, you can't go and make a Bomas Yochid. And if you do make a Bomas Yochid, you're Oivra on this Isser of Leisuchal. Same thing is, if you go and bring any of these carbonics, which are premature, and therefore, the Leisuchal, you shouldn't be bringing them yet. The Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt. There's an Isra Bamas, you shouldn't be bringing it yet. All of those animals are not qualified because they are not, didn't graduate or the mum was not cured yet. But you're still over the Isra of Leisuchal is by Chasapasach when you're doing something prematurely, Bachutz. So, Kimon Yochel Abishas Heter Bamas came. Maybe this Pasuk is even talking about Bishas Heter Bamas, that if you go and Shecht it Bachutz, then you get this Loises of Leisuchal is by Chasapasach. Tamaloyim Biachan Sherecho. Means everybody's coming together at one shar. When do they come together one shar? When there happens to be not only a masiba, but when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash, and so therefore when it's going to come the three times of Oidu Regolim, like now for Pesach, everybody's going to be streaming into Eretz Yisrael b'shar echad. Which, of course, at that time means an Isra Bamais. There is either a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, there's no head to go and bring your carbon on a bum. Okay, so that's the end of this price. It is signed here, Reb Shimon Omer. And now the Gemara analyzes. Amos. Inei ma'achar chatzois. The Gemara said, Yochel af b'shas heter bamais kain, that ulti your oivra on the Isra leisuchal zboyach esapasach on a bamais yachid. Pray tomorrow. This is loises leisuchal. If it's achar chatzois karis nama mechayv. That's the regular case of Karis. If you're talking about Bishas Heter, Bishas Iter Bamas, yeah. So going back to Bishas Iter Bamas, Iter Bamas presumably says the Gemara means that there's a Mishkan or there's a Beis HaMikdash. Why are you telling me that if you shecht your Pesach b'mamas yachid, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is over loises, he's over loises sheyesh be Karis. Well, Pesach o'yemoy lo yaviyo, even ichras ishahu. Elam must be talking about Koidim Chatzais. And it's talking about on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Before Chatzos means that it's premature. Why is it premature? You should have waited until 2 hours until it'll be after Chatzos. And what does the Torah say about that Koidim Chatzos? You're overly suchal is by Chasa Pasach. Oh, so therefore says Rabbah, that's the Mekoyer of Reb Shimon. And this is Reb Shimon Lishitose, the same Reb Shimon that we have in our Mishnah that says that you're chayv alav if you go and a makrev a carbon prematurely mechuses man if it's shchutechut. Oh, this is their pasuk. The pasuk is because someone who brought a carbon pesach before chatzos, which means it's a mechuses man, and he brought it a bomas yachid, he's even of the loises of loisuchal is boyachas a pasach. That's what our mission is talking about. Those types of isurim of premature bringings of carbon, you learn from this loisuchal is boyach. That was very, very nice, Rabbah, but I can give a different interpretation to the braisa, and therefore you won't have a raya. Lo'olam li'achar chatzos. It could be talking about that it's after chatzos. U'bishas heter bamis koi. And it's talking about bishas heter bamis. Since it's heter bamis, you're allowed to go and bring your private neder nedava, but you're not allowed to go and bring your carbon pesach. Your carbon pesach, that's like a carbon tzibur that you have to go and bring on the bamas tzibur, but not on a bamas yachad. So that being the case, it's not a premature carbon situation because it's the achar chatzos. Achar chatzos is the time that you're supposed to bring it. So you wanted to go and bring a raya from here, the makar of bring premature mechusar zman karbanis. No, it's talking about the achar chatzos, so it's not premature. So Ibazoi, why is he getting this loisesa for not bringing it into the either into Beis HaMikdash or into the Mishkan, but not, and that's why there's no din of the loisa sheyesh bekaris, because it's talking b'shas heter bamis, that you're allowed to go and shecht outside. There's no shchutei chut situation. However, there's still a lav. Ah, so therefore, what we tried to bring a raya said Rabbah, that this is a second makar for the lav, right? We want to know what lav are we talking about. That brother Shai was asking, what is Reb Shimon's lav? So we had loisasun, that's a good one. Rabbah said, I have another one, loisuchal. So anymore, you have no raya loisuchal. If you're going to go and tell me that this price is talking about before chatzos, then you have a raya. However, if you tell me you're talking about achar chatzos, we're not talking about a mechuser zman, and that's why you're mechuyev on the leisuchal, and you have no raya to mechuser zman. Freit Yimora, how are you telling me they're talking about b'shas heter b'mis, but b'shas iser b'mis ka'amar? If you start off the Braisa once again. Kersandra Pshimon Oimer Minayin Lizeveach Pesach B'Mamas Yachem B'Shas Isra B'Mois. And you're trying to tell me, no, we're not talking about Isra B'Mois. Talking about Shas Heter B'Mois. And for the Gemara, no, it's not talking about Shas Heter B'Mois. Isra B'Meh B'Mois Loi Heter B'Mois Lachaveiroi. We say loy and chaver, we don't mean people, we mean the korbanos. It's isser b'maloy. Since you're talking about a korban Pesach, korban Pesach, are you allowed to go and bring it on your bama? The answer is no. So that's the isser b'maloy. Don't bring a korban Pesach on, but it's after all, a Pesach is a choiva, like your chattas and Hashem. It's also, in many Gemaras, considered to be a korban tzibor, because it's all brought, the knufia, says Gemara. Exactly. So says Gemara, it's a b'maloy. However, had to bum the chaver if he was bringing any other carbon. Exactly. Then he could go and bring it on privately. Privately on his private bama. So that's when it says here in the Braisa, Minanda there, Pomme Beshas, Isra Bummis. It really means Beshas, Hatra Bummis. It's Isra Bama vis a vis the carbon Pesach, but it's Hatra Bummis, the guy be everything else.
But if he's shachting it before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, it's a shlamim. And it's therefore it's mutter, and therefore there's no issue.
Very good. So then we get to that at the very tail end of today's Gemara. Okay. If you look on Kuf Tesvav Amud Aleph, the second line, Pesach B'Shari Mois Hashana, Shlomin, which we're just saying. Mitch, I'm going to get to that. Okay, getting back to Mechus Zman. Okay, Gemara Zechlan V'Chuli. Now, back in our Mishnah, we gave four cases of Mechus Zman, where you have a Zav, a Zava, or a Yeledes, and our Mishnah says Metzoyra, right? We have Zova Zova, Yeledes Metzoyra. You have that in the Mishnah? Shekrivu Chatosim, the Ashomom Ba'chutz, the Makriv, the Chatos, and the Oshem outside. The Gemara didn't have that Metzoyra initially. And in fact, if you look in the Rashi, he also takes out, in the Mishnah, he takes out the word Metzoyra. Where is that Rashi? Rashi, it's about 10 lines from the top of the Yom on the right hand side, on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, right? 10 lines from the top, Ba Metzoyra. You have that word Garcino Metzoyra. So take the word Metzoyra out of the Mishnah. But why is it in our Mishnah? Why is it there? So you'll see in a moment. So the Gemara is going on the basis. We're on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis.
Okay. Right column, where Tosfos usually is shy.
Okay.
You see the right hand side? Ten lines from the top, it says, Vametzoyra. Right? We're not Goyrusit. Even though in our Mishnah it is Goyrusit. I go back to our Gemara. Again, on Kufi Beis Amid Beis, 15 lines from the top. Ezo Mechus Zman Bebalov, Hazov, Vazov, Yeledes, Vahametzoira. Oh, Metzoira is there. Rashi says, take out the word Metzoira. Now we'll see in the Gemara why we're taking
it.
Zerk the Gemara, Mechus Zman, Frank the Gemara, Vahani, Bnei Hashem, Esnedum. If you only have the three, what's the three? The Zava and Yeledes, they don't bring a carbon Asham.
Right.
Asham, as we know, there are only six cases of Ashamis.
Right.
You have Asham Metzoyer, and Asham
Nosir,
and Asham. Yeah. So you have the Asham Elois, and you have the Asham Gezelis, you have the Asham Shifcharufa, you have the Asham Metzoyer, Asham Nosir, you have the Asham Toloi. But a Zav and a Zav and Yeledes, they don't have to bring a carbon Asham. What do they do wrong? Amaziri Tanim Metzoyer Badai. Oh, throw in the word Metzoyer. Once you throw in the word Metzoyer, that's why it says if they brought the Ashamois Mechuser Zman. Oh, that makes sense. So that works. Now the Mishnah continues. However, what happens if they brought the same? Vishalmeyan, they're oilis or they're shlamim. If they brought that prematurely, they're going to be chayov. Why? Because they're roid to bring oilis and shlamim. Pray to Marvahani b'nei shlamim ninu. These four that we just enumerated, the Zav, and the Yeledes, and Metzoyra, although they could bring a shlamim, but not mechuyev to bring a shlamim, right. And the Gemara is, the Mishnah's lashon are the same as Shalmein, sounds like the oilois and the shlamim that are incumbent upon them to bring. There's no incumbent shlamim at all. Amrav Sheish is tani nazir. Throw in the word nazir. In other words, make a list now of five. Zav, Zava, Yeledes, Metzoyer, and Nazir. And Nazir has to bring his Shalmei Nazir, and that has to be burned under the Dud, and the whole, the here has to be burned under the Dud of the Shlamim. So you all know that by Nazir, the Shlamim. So add the word Nazir. So now we've done two amendments, so to speak, of our Mishnah. We've added Metzoyer, and we've added Nazir. However, the Gemara tells us, Loi Rizek Rizek, they're not the same. The Ze'iri. Ze'iri was the first one with the Metzoyer. The Ze'iri, Kavua, Tanoi. Tanoim doesn't mean here machlek is tanoim. It means that tanoim already in the times of the Mishnah, they said Ze'iri is gerecht. Throw in the word Metzoyer. And that's why in our Mishnah, in fact, we have the word Metzoyer. However, the Rav Sheish is loy kavua tanoi. the Tanoim did not throw in Nozer into the Mishnah. Rather, Rashi says, they left it as a Chasurim Machzor B'Achiktani. In other words, don't amend the Mishnah physically by adding in a carrot, an upside down carrot, and throwing in the word Nozer.
But yes, well, about that, just add it in verbally.
Exactly. Where is this Rashi? If you look at Rashi, fifth of the wide lines, and that's why we have Mitzrayim in our Mishnais. We're going to explain that in the Gemara. Whenever the Gemara says Chasurim Mechzer V'Achitani, it doesn't mean take out your pen and start going
stretching
and,
up the Mishnah.
Exactly. Well, don't do that. Just we know, but that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Ah, so therefore, now we understand what's going on back on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Rashi said, "Deval, leave out Mitzrayim." You know why leave out Mitzrayim? Because otherwise,
there's no Hashem for
what's the Gemara's kasha? Vani ben Hashem is there? No, is there an Hashem? Yeah, of course, there's an Hashem. Take Mitzrayim. So leave out the word. Oh, Amaziri Tani Mitzrayim Badai. You throw in Mitzrayim. And the Tanoim said, throw it in. So that's why the Prince Taka threw it in. It's in the Mishnah itself. Mashenkin and Nozir, we only have Mefarish, but it doesn't say Beferish inside. Okay, Zokti Moravaiter, Omer Reb Chilkia, in the side it says Bar Rav. Chilkia, the son of Rav, said, I'm sorry, Bar Rav Tuvi. Omer Reb Chilkia, Bar Rav Tuvi. Loishanu El Lishmoy, Avashaloy Lishmoy His Chayv, Halvaroy Lishaloy Lishmoy Bifnim. What are we talking about? What happens, Lamusha, the carbon Oshim that we were speaking about earlier on? If one of these four guys, the Zav, Zav, Yeledis, or Mitzayrim, no, the other three don't bring a carbon Oshim. Right. Sorry, just the Mitzayrim. If the Mitzayrim goes and brings a carbon Oshim, and he brings it Lishmoy, says our Mishnah, it's a Mechusar's man, and therefore the Rabbanan would say you're Potter. According to Reb Shimon, you'd be Chayiv. What would you be Chayiv? Either Loi Sasson, or Rabbi wanted to say, from Loi Suchal Lizboich as a Pasuk anymore, said, Mishkaraya could be that that's talking about that it was not Mechusar's man, it was Lach Chatzos, as we said it before. Good, but let's...
We're talking about Nashim now, not a Chatzos Pesach situation.
You know, Peshtetzach, but the case of the Oshim and the Mishnah, that is a premature situation.
Right.
And the Gemara said that Reb Shimon holds that Yochayv Loi Sasson. What's the Loi Sasson for that premature Oshim that he brought? For Loi Suchal Lizboich as a Pasuk. We didn't amend the Mishnah to go and throw in a person from Mechuyev Karban Pesach. We're saying that's the basis of every premature bringing of a carbon. What's the Loi says according to Reb Shimon? Loi Suchal Lizboich as a Pasuk according to Rav. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So Omer Reb Chilki Bar Rav Tuvi. Loi Shano. And a person such as the Mitzayim is bringing his carbon Asham prematurely. What did we say about that? That according to Rabbanan, your potter, if you bring it shchutei chutz, leishono el lishmoy. That's Tavka, when he's bringing it outside on that mizbeach b'chutz of the sela, he says, I'm bringing now my carbon asham, lishayim carbon asham, asham mitzoyrich b'ndecha mitzoyrich, I'm bringing it. Since it happens to be premature, said our Mishnah, then you happen to be potter al shchutei chutz. Avashloy lishmoy, what happens if he's bringing that carbon asham and he's saying, I was makdish for a carbon asham, but I have now in mind not for an asham, but for an oil or for a shlom, and he's doing it b'chutz. Says he more than he would be chayav. Chayav means he'd be chayav kares. Why is it chayav kares? It's premature. Because shloy lishmoy, it's roi b'fnim. Says Rashi, that's why the Gemara is only asking on the asham. It's not asking on the chatas. The chatas shloy lishmoy is not roi b'fnim.
It's possible.
It's possible. All the other karbanas, such as a karban asham, with the exception of course
Reb
Lezer, but except for him, everybody else holds that it's a kosher karban. So it's roi lovi b'fnim. If it's roi lovi b'fnim, Mister, why did you go and do a shchut yichut? Val pesach oyomoyed liyavia lehakriv karban Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem dom yichash v'ishu dom shofach v'nichras v'ishu ishi get kares. It's roi shaloi lishmai b'fnim. Frank Demar Ihochi, if that's the case, Lishmoy Nami Nechayv Hoyl Vroy Lishaloy Lishmoy Bifnim. Even if he's bringing this carbon Asham Lishem Asham outside on a Bama, on a Bama Ktan, what should I go and say? I should say, also there he's Chayv Kores. Why is it Chayv Kores? Because it's Roy Lovoy Bifnim. How is Roy Lovoy Bifnim? He can go and bring this carbon Asham inside the base of English and be Mishan Hashem from a carbon asham to a carbon oila. Oh, so that being the case, he should be chayiv shchutei chutz outside, not because
even though he's
mechusas man on the usher, but since he could convert it into an oilo or shlomo on the inside,
it's
right. It should be chayiv kareis. Everything Gemara for that. Our Gemara says boy akira, but Rashi has a different gear. So mechusar akira. Mechusar akira means that's all very good if and when he's oiker it and he says shaloi lishmoi. But as long as you say lishmoi, it's not bimkoy mashaloi lishmoi. If you look at the Rashi, Mechusar Akira, five lines to the bottom. Kol kama deloy eker shem osher minei, stomei lav lemeker koi. Who's thinking about a korban, which is an osher that he's going to have in mind for an oil fish?
He's offering it outside. He's not bringing it inside and changing its name. He's actually offering it outside.
As an osher.
So it's no, there's no akiras shem here.
Exactly. That's what he more said. Since if he, in fact, would make it into a shaloi lishmoi, then if it's roid love with bifnim, he'd be over on shchuti chutz and get karis. But he didn't go and say shaloi lishmoi. He said lishmoi, and therefore it's not roi in this form to bring inside the base of English. So therefore you are potur on this shchuti chutz. Maskul Ravuna. So Ravuna says this is so illogical. V'chiyesh lecha dover she'ein a kosher lishmoi. The kosher shaloi lishmoi. Can you have a thing which is ein a kosher lishmoi? If you're going to go and do it lishmoy lishem carbon oshem, it won't be kosher. However, if you do it shaloi lishmoy, then it will become kosher.
And in this case, mechayev, he'll flip from kosher to chayev to chiyev.
What you're saying is correct. The Gemara, when it's talking about kosher and not kosher, says Rashi, we're talking about lifnim.
Right.
If and when you're going to bring this carbon oshem bifnim, you would go and save him. Have in mind lishmoy, it's not kosher. However, if I have in mind shaloi lishmoi, like l'shem oila,
right,
then you would say that it's kosher.
Right.
Does that make sense? Lishmoi, it's not kosher, and shaloi lishmoi, it is kosher. If anything, the ein shaloi lishmoi is a derivative of a lishmoi. Lishmoi is the proper way you're supposed to do it.
Right.
If you do it properly inside the base of English, no good. If you do it improperly, but ein, then you're fine. Frey temer v'loi, don't you find the case? V'hari Pesach b'shari mois Hashana, the ein kosher lishmoi. Any other day of the year, such as even in the morning, koydim chatzois, it's not kosher lishmoi because it's not the zman Pesach yet. But it's kosher shaloi lishmoi. If you have in mind shaloi lishmoi, this current Pesach you have in mind for shlamim, it would be a kosher carbon. So you find that there is such a distinction where the ein kosher lishmoi and it's kosher shaloi lishmoi. Says, don't bring me your eyes from Pesach. It's already preordained that it's going to be
preloaded.
Preloaded, exactly. So it's not that when he changes his mind, say the chacham to shloim lishmoi, it's going to be a shlom. No. Anytime you bring a Pesach prematurely throughout the year, that is the backup option, which is automatically triggered. It's an auto pay situation.
Right.
If it's after chatzois, it's a vad, it's a kon Pesach. It's before Chatzos.
Or any day of the year.
Then it has, and you do it Shaloi Lishmoi, then it's automatically considered to be a Shlomim, because that's the halacha of the Karim Pesach. So therefore, you cannot go and bring a Raya from that to our case. So Rav Huna that asked his Kasha, V'chiyesh l'chadov v'sheini kosh l'shmoi v'kosh l'shloi l'shmoi, v'loi v'ari Pesach, says our Gemara, that Kasha and Nishka Kasha. Yes, it could very well be the Yeshtachodov v'sheini kosh l'shmoi v'kosh l'shloi l'shmoi. And the Mirch Hashem tomorrow we're going to bring a raya to Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi.
Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi.
Changes it to Bar Tuvi.
This was a nazar brand.